Now, a lady who was widowed over a year ago wrote me a long letter recently looking for advice, and I hope she's listening. I think she might be listening, but in a nutshell, it was about what to do with her late husband's clothes, his shoes, his watch, all those kind of things. Now, I'm not going to read the letter to you. A lot of it was quite personal, but I don't want to identify her in any way either. But in a nutshell, she told me that she hasn't touched any of his stuff. He's been gone for a year and a half. All his clothes are still in the wardrobe. So are his shoes. She doesn't know what to do with them. The family are now telling her that it's time to make a decision to either give them to charity or put them away in a box or whatever. But she doesn't know what to do. And she feels she's in a bit of a dilemma about this. And, you know, I was thinking afterwards, this is a tough one for a lot of people. And I'm sure there are people all over Kerry listening at the moment who've been in that position when they've lost a loved one. What do you do with their clothes, their personal items, their jewellery, that type of thing? When exactly is an appropriate time to put them away? Well, Claire Ford is, Claire Lyons Ford is from Killarney, and she specialises in grief therapy, and she's on the line now to talk some more about this. Claire, you're very welcome.
Hi, Deirdre, thank you, and hello to all your listeners as well.
So what do you do when somebody you love passes away and, you know, time passes by, weeks, months, and their stuff is still around the house?
Okay, so I suppose I begin, Deirdre, by just offering my sympathies to this lady and her family, her husband and their dad. Just want to do that first. And secondly, just very briefly, again, just explain what grief actually is, you know, because there can be kind of myths around it. So basically, you know, when a person dies, we are bereaved. Mourning is what we do. So mourning is what people will see in the outside. You know, there's a tradition maybe of wearing dark clothes. You have funeral services, and you would have sympathy cards. There's obviously headstone, grave, or if people get cremated, you know, you're going to the crematorium. So mourning is what everybody will see on the outside, you know, that awareness is there, you know, we've lost somebody. And then grief is what happens in the inside. Grief is all that pain we experience, the emotions, the sadness, you know, and nobody can really see it, but by golly, the person that's grieving can feel it and will feel it for a long time. And I think what's important at this stage is to remind everybody that our grief is as unique as our fingerprint. There can be similarities, but there'll also be differences. And even for this lady and her children, their grief experiences will be different because each of them would have their own unique relationship with the man who died, God rest him. So we can only grieve at our own pace. So this lady can only grieve at her own pace, not at her children's pace. That's the first thing I would like to say to her. Secondly, her husband isn't even 2 years dead yet. So, you know, it's usually after the second anniversary, I think, when most people would even begin to feel ready, you know, to start letting go of their possessions, their clothes, whatever it is. Now, on the other opposite end of the spectrum, some people just get rid of them straight away. And that's about them and where they're at. You know, it's just so different for everybody. So I'm saying to this lady, only when you're ready, you know, make a start. Now, I feel probably before his third anniversary, she'll probably maybe be a little bit more ready to just make a start. And the idea would be, initially, we'll say the items that would have had least emotional connection to him, they're the easiest ones to start to let go. So there might be a cap he didn't wear for 5 years left in a drawer somewhere, you know, the back of the wardrobe somewhere. If it doesn't have an emotional connection to him, it might be that little bit easier to put that aside and say, okay, I'm ready to let that go now. Sometimes, you know, there could be birthday presents or Christmas presents, you know, like jumpers and shirts and all that, that men get at those occasions, or even socks that were never taken out of their packets. If there's no emotional connection to him with those items, that might be somewhere to start as well.
Okay, and go at your own pace.
I think the important thing here is to go at her own pace. You see, I think what we all forget, and you know, what we know deep inside in our heart, is that when a loved one dies, our relationship actually doesn't end. Our relationship with them doesn't end. It changes. And it changes gradually and it changes as we're processing our grief. So initially it's so normal to just want to hold on to everything, because it's like, you, especially in their clothes, I think you feel their essence, you know. So it is very natural to want to hold on to everything for a while.
But yeah. I wonder, Clara, and it struck me reading that lady's letter, and mm-hmm. I feel, even though she didn't say it directly, that her grown-up children are putting her under pressure. Could it be that they are afraid she's in denial about him being dead at all? That by, in a way, that she's, yeah. you know, she's kind of keeping his shirts and suits hanging up because she thinks he'll come in the yeah. door any minute. And mm-hmm. and that mightn't be the case at all, but maybe they're afraid for her that she's still in denial yeah. about his death.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah, it's quite possible, you know. And when we don't fully, like, even though we're grieving ourselves, unless you truly read and study grief, we don't have a clue of it. You know, I went through it myself before I ever trained in counselling and psychotherapy, and it was only when I was studying the grief module or the bereavement module that I realised I actually didn't have a clue half the time, you know, what was going on for me, you know, back in the day. But, and it would be very normal and natural for them to feel this, you know, because if they're calling home and they still see all their dads up there, it's probably a bit maybe uncomfortable for them as well. And naturally, because they care about their mom, they don't want her to be stuck in her grief, you know. But I would just say, really, throughout my work and my experience of working with people and even family, you know, it can be at least after the second anniversary when most people are ready to slowly but surely start letting things go. And again, some people might just do it in one fell swoop. Other people do it on a gradual basis, as I was saying earlier. And then I was reading a book one time about a woman who lost her daughter to suicide. And she was in this dilemma a few years after her daughter's death. And the next thing somebody suggested, a patchwork quilt.
Sorry, say that again, Claire, because you went for a second.
That she make a patchwork quilt with her daughter's clothes, or with some of them, right?
Oh.
And so she did that, and she auctioned it for a charity, you know, and she got great comfort from this. And then I have friends who actually have made cushion covers with some of their loved ones' clothes, you know. And so I was thinking, like, what's more comforting than if you have a cushion, you know, and the cushion cover might have come from a jumper or a shirt or whatever, you know, to hug it to you at times, and you just want to feel that connection, you know, to your loved one. So it's not always maybe about giving everything away. You know, you can kind of recycle some of them in different ways. I think it's also a good idea, you know, to hold on. If you, like, it might be a jumper, it could be a pair of slippers. It's okay to hold on to a couple of items belonging to the person who died. Okay, it's very natural to hold on to one or two things. It could be his watch. I think you mentioned his watch earlier.
Yeah.
And also, actually, to have the chat with her children, is there anything they'd like to keep? Now, maybe there isn't, maybe there is. And maybe when she feels ready to start letting go, to have them there if she wishes to support her, you know, because it's difficult. But some people like to do it on their own, and more people like help doing it. Again, it's just different for everybody, you know.
And in terms of where the items should go, Claire, it's very easy to say send them all to a charity shop. But the problem there, you send them to the local charity shop, and then this lady could face the dilemma of walking down the street and seeing somebody wearing a sweater or whatever, and she knows it was her husband's, and how upsetting that might be. And then even if she will say, let's say he had brothers still alive, if she gave some of the clothes to the brothers, then she likewise could see them on somebody else, and that might be upsetting. So it's tricky to know what to do with the clothes.
It is tricky to know what to do with the clothes, but I think even say she decided to give a jumper or whatever to maybe his brothers, initially at the start it might be upsetting, but in time, it, you know, your grief becomes less intense over time. So in time, that pain may ease. Equally, you know, if she didn't want to give them to a local charity shop, you know, maybe one of her children could drive, you know, to a different county and give them to a charity shop there. You know?
And how important is it, Claire, that we hold on to something from a deceased relative? As you say, the watch there now would be an obvious one, mm-hmm. with a man or an item of clothing or just some little keepsake that you'll always have to remind you of them. I presume those things are important.
They are, yeah, because as time goes on and we're working through our grief and we're processing it, you know, we do manage to find, like, it's a gentleman by the name of William Worden wrote about finding an enduring connection with the deceased, and the way he put it, in the midst of embarking on a new life, you know. So having, we said, just say the watch, that's the one that kind of stood out for me. So as time goes on, you know, the watch might be just in a drawer in the dressing table in our bedroom, you know, or up in the shelf in the wardrobe or whatever. But there's a certain comfort in knowing it's there. Because, as I said, we our relationship with our loved ones doesn't end when they die, it changes. And we say at times, like it's anniversary, our birthday, Christmas, or even just the odd day where you might hear a song on the radio and you might feel lonely, there's a comfort to be had from maybe just taking that watch out and holding it to her heart for a minute and having her little cry.
Yeah.
You know, it's all part of the grieving process.
Just to come back to something you mentioned in passing there a minute ago, Claire, you mm-hmm. were saying that for some people, you know, almost not immediately, but reasonably soon after the bereavement, they decide to give the clothes away. I wonder, is that a good idea? Because you might do them with the best of intentions. You might do that and think, okay, I've got to move on or whatever. And then you might, after a while, say, well, you know what, I did it too soon and I'm sorry now I did it. Would you advise people to maybe wait a while after somebody has passed away before clearing out their stuff?
Yeah, I think if they're finding it very painful to see all the clothes hanging in the wardrobe or the other possessions lying around, I would say, okay, if you know, maybe in this situation, box them and put them in the attic so you're not looking at them.
Yeah.
But, you know, 12 months down the road, you might suddenly say, you know, actually, I'd like to wear that ring, you know, that Mom used to wear, or I'd like to wear that, you know, Dad's watch. Or whoever it is, it could be a sibling, you know, jewellery, anything like that. There could be a certain comfort got from it later on, you know. So as you rightly say, if you do things too sudden, you might regret it afterwards, you know. So the other end of the spectrum, of course, Deirdre, is where you might have 5 years later where somebody hasn't touched anything, and that is not healthy either, because it means that there's no full acceptance there that, you know, their loved one has died. And to grieve and to, you know, to process their grief in a healthy way, you know, acceptance eventually is part of that, you know. And so there's a kind of a denial still there, or, you know, it's too painful to accept, you know. So it's just getting it right somewhere in between. But, you know, to ease the minds of this lady's children, like, definitely, you know, the second anniversary hasn't come yet, so I wouldn't be worried. But I would be, you know, maybe encouraging before the third anniversary comes that maybe this lady would maybe just have a look at the things that don't have a huge emotional connection for her to her late husband, you know, and slowly but surely start letting them go, you know.
Exactly. Claire, I've got to finish with you, but I know there'll be people out there who are very interested in the kind of work you do as a grief mm-hmm. therapist. So can you leave us some contact details or share them with the listeners in case people want to speak to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to ring me, they will get me on 087-9399-818. And also my website is clairefordtherapies.ie.
Sure.
The www before it, all right, clairefordtherapies.ie. So I'm based in Killarney and Listowel, and I also provide online and telephone services, so they have a choice, you know. And they're welcome if they just want, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, if they just want to make inquiries, if they just want to find out generally, you know, not to feel under pressure, they have to make an appointment there and then, you know, it's okay to inquire to know what grief counselling is about or a thing like that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm going to leave it there, Claire, but thank you,
Deirdre,
for giving such a compassionate response to the lady who wrote into us and giving her some very good advice as well. Lovely to chat to you, and have a great
day. Likewise, Deirdre.